From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why telecom companies should be compelled to testify about the NSA eavesdropping program. Hearings on that program begin next week. But first, this week in Washington, the president gave his State of the Union speech, the Republicans elected a new House leader, and the Patriot Act was extended. Here to talk about the week in politics is NPR senior correspondent and regular Day to Day contributor Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, just yesterday, Washington was abuzz with the surprise election of John Boehner as the new House Majority Leader, and he was chosen in an attempt, I understand, by Republicans to clean house and distance themselves from the lobbying scandal in Washington. How much of a reformer is John Boehner?
Well, you know, it's not the case that he is a radical reformer. There's no radical change coming here, Madeline. This is a man who was once famously handing out checks from tobacco lobbyists on the House floor. And he is well known and in some circles admired for having started meetings between Republicans in Congress and folks involved in the trade associations, the lobbyists on K Street, and conservative organizations, which is all part of that famed K Street project that's associated so closely with Jack Abramoff and created such scandal that's an ongoing scandal here in Washington. So he's not that. But I think the members of the Republican caucus felt that he is a fresh face and that he's not associated with Tom DeLay and DeLay's very aggressive politics in the way that Roy Blunt, who was the front runner to get the job, Blunt was the acting House Majority Leader and, of course, deputy to Tom DeLay. So I think that's why this happened. And it was a big surprise that this much change would come. Just earlier in the week, you had Republicans reject the idea of holding open votes for all the leadership posts. So the idea was that things were going to stay status quo despite the emphasis on reform. But somehow there was a shakeup and Boehner comes out on top.
And Tom DeLay was close with the president and he was able to shepherd his policies through the House. What are Boehner's ties with the president?
Well, Boehner has some close ties. You know, he was the principal architect in the House of No Child Left Behind, one of the president's signal accomplishments in this presidency. And on the other side, I think he's proved that he can work with Democrats. And so from the Bush-Karl Rove perspective, they like him a lot. They see him as someone that they can work with. He's much closer to them than Tom DeLay was. And in addition, you have a sense that Boehner is, while partisan, willing to work on the low polls that the president has been battling and say to people, the president is a guy that we can use to gain re-election, to hold on to the majority in the House. So I think, if you think about what the majority leader does, and I think lots of people hearing about Boehner's election don't know exactly what that person does, the majority leader coordinates the legislative agenda and looks out for party issues, for political issues. And in that sense, he is quite in tune with what this White House, the Bush White House, wants to do.
Well, let's look at the legislative agenda. What's at the top of the list?
Well, it's a very interesting legislative agenda for the president. You heard much of it in State of the Union. And it basically starts out with things like, you know, health savings accounts, trying to do something about the high cost of health care, especially for corporations. We just saw the trouble with the auto industry having to pay high health care costs. And then you move on to American competitiveness. And here you see President Bush, who's been out, you know, talking about the same issue after the State of the Union, trying to pump up his own ratings, but trying to set an agenda that will be attractive and hold the Republican majority in the House and in the Senate together, even as the president becomes a lame duck. So you have lots of issues about tax cuts, about making sure that they continue to support the war in Iraq, the Patriot Act. All of that is the agenda for the moment.
And with the Patriot Act, lawmakers just approved a 5-week extension. What's holding up a final version of this law?
I think the heart of the concern, Madeline, has to do with making sure that there's an appeals process when the FBI wants to get financial, medical, other private records from individuals, even from big companies, that there's some appeal process so that people don't feel as if Big Brother can just run over them. So it's been extended now. This is the second 5-week extension. It's extended in this current version until March 10th. And I think that what you're going to see here is a big push on the part of the White House and the part of Republicans to say there are protections in place and to formalize those protections. So I think that this is the last of the extensions. I think next time around you get the permanent renewal of the Patriot Act.
NPR senior correspondent and regular Day to Day contributor Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.